Life in the North Woods a few hundred years ago was a very different life from today. It required some serious skills, not just to survive, but to live and thrive. Although the world has changed, there are still many who have those serious skills. Esther Humphrey, the Director of Extension and Community Education at Leech Lake Tribal College in Cass Lake, is good at hunting down those people.
I grew up with my mom and dad. We lived right at Kitty Corner from the Indian Hospital, and my grandma lived right next door to us. Yeah, so she did a lot of stuff. I mean, she was like smoked fish, and she raced. She loved rock picking, you know, gardening, cooking. She just seemed to like do it all. Yeah, she did a lot of really neat stuff, and she just did it out in her yard, you know.
Esther grew up in Cass Lake with her parents and grandparents. Her father continues to practice the many skills that he learned, probably from his father and grandfathers.
He was a pretty avid hunter-gatherer. He did a lot of fishing, setting net, racing, Maples Camp. And he does racing. He's gotten all his kids out racing. And I'm glad that I really picked up the love of racing. I love racing. It's just I love it. From the first time I went out, I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't mind the heat or the bugs or trice beards or falling in or anything. It's just great to be out there.
The expression on your face, I can see you really do love it.
Yeah. I hope one of my kids pick it up.
Racing, of course, means harvesting wild rice, a staple food that grows along the lake edges here in the North Woods. Esther grew up surrounded by gatherers.
When I was growing up, my grandma, my mom's mom, knew a lot about medicinal plants and healing properties and stuff. And she and her friends would go out and gather and come home and, you know, prepare dry, making balms or salves or tinctures or any stuff like that, you know, that was needed. And then she was also a wonderful note taker. So she documented a lot of the medicines that she picked. So she had cards, index cards in like little plastic containers that she wrote a lot of these things on. She'd take pictures of the plants. And when she passed on, my mom typed up all of those notes and stuff and gave each of us a booklet of all of that. So my grandma's medicines were all transferred on to us.
After high school, she thought about becoming a teacher.
Many years ago, I went to school here. I took a couple of years on elementary education. I thought I wanted to be a teacher. And then after living and being in some bad relationships and seeing how a lot of the people in our community struggle, I decided to turn my focus into social work. So I went to school to be a social worker.
Esther has four children and lived in Grand Forks for a while, but came home after the big flood. She lives on 40 acres between Pennington and Black Duck and took the job at the Tribal College, where she's able to put all that early learning into practice.
I'm the Extension and Community Ed Coordinator, so I get to organize all these fun classes and try to get as many people to come out and learn, so that a lot of them are traditional type classes, you know, a lot to do with the Anishinaabe culture and way of living, and you know, trying to transfer that on to the younger generation.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Esther Humphrey, a community education director at Leech Lake Tribal College in Cass Lake. Besides a full college curriculum, the Tribal College has a mission to keep Anishinaabe culture, language, and skills vibrant and alive. But Esther invites many non-natives as well to share their local knowledge.
Oh gosh, yeah, I try to provide as much variety as I possibly can. You know, it doesn't all have to do with traditional, you know, Anishinaabe type classes. It's just, you know, every class, every time there's a group gathering, I try to have at least 5 or 10 minutes of conversation, just asking, you know, what would you want to learn? You know, what have you been interested in, you know, that you never had the opportunity to do before?
Winter camping, basket making, beaver trapping and skinning, quill work, quilt making, smoking fish. These are just a few of the offerings provided. The classes are open to everyone in our area, not just Leech Lakers. One area of special interest to her is gathering the medicinal plants our beautiful earth provides.
One thing I really, really honestly believe is if we stop using these medicines and we stop honoring these plant beings the way that we're supposed to, they're going to leave. They're going to leave us. They came here for us. You know, they loved us so much. They wanted to grow and they wanted to be able to provide these things for us. And if we don't use them, they're going to think that they're no longer needed, that they're going to feel useless, and they're probably going to fade away.
There is much to be learned here, not just in what useful plants can be gathered, but how to gather and use them properly.
Sometimes it's really hard to give up those locations and some of that medicine because you know that there's people out there who are just going to go and destroy it, you know, to take all they can. And it did happen to me, actually. It happened at a class that we had for a little sweet grass patch that I was aware of in the area here that I picked sweet grass from. And I made the mistake of telling some people about it. And they said that before they left to go back home, they were going to go there and gather some. And when I went there, like about a week and a half after, it was just like clipped, like somebody went in lawn mowed that area, you know, and they took so much. It's hard to try to determine who you can share that information with and who you can't, but then you feel bad because I feel bad because I know it's not mine, and those, all of that information, all of those teachings aren't mine to keep and hoard and put away and put in a box and hide away. You know, I believe that when you're given a teaching, it then becomes your responsibility to find somebody to give that teaching to.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.